إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم ومن والاه بعد. My brothers and sisters, in Islam there is a unique concept where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about Himself and our relationship with Him. He said, خَشْيَ الرَّحْمَنَ بِالْغَيْبِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to fear and to have the khashyat of Ar-Rahman, who is in the ghaib, who is not visible or not perceptible. If you think about this, it seems to be paradoxical, because what is the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where then His name Ar-Rahman is the sifat, is the attribute of mercy, which is at the peak and remains always at the peak. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful, and if his mercy is always at the peak, then what is there to fear? Why must you have khashyat? Because Allah will forgive. This seems to be our general perception about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah will forgive whatever I do. Even if I do it deliberately, knowingly I disobey Allah, knowingly I do what is haram, what Allah has prohibited. But we live in this glorious misconception that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive. He has to forgive. Na'udhu billah. We think Jannah is our virasat, that you are going to get Jannah in any case, inheritance. Nobody can stop you from going into Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us and grant us Jannah, inshallah. So, we seem to have this. If that is so, then why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking about khashyat? Why is Allah not saying, do what you like, I am Ar-Rahman? Allah is not saying that, no. Where has Allah said this in the Quran? Do whatever you like and I will forgive you. No matter what you do, Allah will forgive you. Allah said, if you make tawbah, Allah will forgive you. But Allah did not say, do whatever you like and Allah will forgive you, tawbah or no tawbah. So what is this khashyat? Why this khashyat? This khashyat is the essence of taqwa. And taqwa is the precondition of hidayat. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدَى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Huda, the hidayat, is for the muttaqeen. This is the precondition of hidayat, taqwa. And the essence of taqwa is خَشْيَ الرَّحْمَنَ بِالْغَيْبِ. Taqwa is to fear to offend the one we love the most. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. Allah said, the believers are those who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than anyone or anything else. أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. They have the most love for Allah, then for everything else. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Tawbah specifically mentioned all the things that we normally love and which is halal to love, which is jais. But Allah said, if you love them more than you love Allah, if you love them more than you love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you love them more than you love the struggle and the effort in the path of Allah, then فَتَرَبَّصُ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِي وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْفَاسِقِينَ. Allah said, go and wait for the azab of Allah. And Allah does not guide the rebellious. So the promise of guidance is for those who have taqwa. And taqwa is to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than anyone and anything else. And therefore, to fear to offend the one we love the most. That is the essence of خَشْيَ الرَّحْمَنَ بِالْغَيْبِ. That is why we say خَشْيَ الرَّحْمَنَ. Why does Allah say خَشْيَ الرَّحْمَنَ? Why must I fear Ar-Rahman? I'm not fearing Ar-Rahman. I am aware and conscious of the rahmah of Ar-Rahman, thanks to which I have every blessing that I have in my life. And therefore, I fear to offend Him. And therefore, I fear to displease Him. So, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, He is Ar-Rahman, this is not a, you know, intellectual statement. It's not something which is a adjective to be described. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning his sifat of Ar-Rahman, and the way to understand the meaning of Ar-Rahman is to look in our lives and say, how does the sifat of Ar-Rahman, the sifat of Rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reflect in my life? The issue of Rahma, the issue of mercy is forgiveness. The essence of mercy is forgiveness. Mercy is to do good to the one who does bad to you. If you do good to the one who does good to you, this is ihsan. This is, has to be hal jaza'u lihsan illa lihsan. Allah has this question, what is the jaza, what is the reward of ihsan except ihsan? So therefore, if somebody has done good to you, you do good to them, alhamdulillah, that is what you should do. No medals for this. You should do that. If somebody does good to you and if you do evil to him, then obviously you are at fault. You are a miserable creature who is disgraceful and who is disgusting and who does bad to somebody who does good to you. If you do evil to somebody who did evil to you, if somebody did something wrong to you and you retaliated to that extent only, right? It's not, if you retaliated more, then obviously you are a zalim and you are an oppressor. But if you retaliate to the same extent, yeah, this is not a blanket statement, but generally speaking, if you retaliate to the same extent to the evil that somebody did, then this would be justice, this would be equal. Somebody did something to me and I did something to him. This is not recommended in Islam. And even though I'm saying it is justice, it is something which has to be seen specific to that instant, specific to that issue. And then, wallah alam, we ask Allah to forgive us if we have done wrong. But if you do good to somebody who does evil to you, now this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam recommended. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do good to the one who did evil to you. Give to the one who did not give to you, who took away from you. He said, be nice to somebody who was nasty to you. This is the sifat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is his akhlaq. These are his akhlaq. And this is the sifat of rahma of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who does good to those who do evil to him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala feeds those who deny him. Allah feeds those and gives, He helps them and He cures them if they are in pain, and He takes away their suffering, even though they worship other than Him, Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards the Muslims and He does not take away what ni'mat He has given, even though we deliberately disobey Him. Now, the simplest example, which I keep saying all the time, is praying Salatul Fajr in the masjid. Because you did not pray Salatul Fajr in the masjid, Allah does not take away your ability to see or hear, or you don't get a stroke or paralysis, or your heart doesn't stop, or your children don't die, and your wives don't leave you and divorce you, and your house doesn't collapse on your head. I mean, all of these things were entirely possible. Every single one of these things could have happened, but it doesn't happen. You wake up completely shamelessly, having not prayed, yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you a hot breakfast. Just think about it. I mean, how utterly shameless is that? This is Ar-Rahman. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who gives us and gives us and gives us and gives us. And all that we are required to do is one little thing, which is salah, to express our thankfulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this we cannot do. Yet He gives. This is Rahman. This is Rahman. But having said that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, خَشَّ الرَّحْمَانَ بِالْغَيْبِ. Allah said, fear this Rahman, because this Rahman will give and give and give. But on the day of judgment, this Rahman is also going to be Al-Wahidul Qahar. This Rahman is also going to be the one who will judge. And if He judges and if He uses His justice, because He is Al-Adil, He is the just one, then you will be in serious issues. You will have serious issues. And the Malaika will say, Alam yatikum nazir, Did no one come to warn you? Did you live in ignorance? I mean, did nobody told you about this? Alam yatikum nadir? Did no one warn you that there is a day of judgment? Did no one warn you that one day you will be called to account? Alam yatikum nadir? And then Allah said what? Allah said, they will say, qalu. Bala. Yes, indeed. Why not? People came to warn us. Fakadzabna. But we denied them. We ignored them. We refused to accept the guidance. We refused to accept the warning. We said, some old fool is talking some rubbish. Why should I listen? This is what we did. Qalu bala. Qad ja'ana nazir. Definitely the warner came. Fakadzabna. But we denied. But we refused to accept. فَقُلْنَا مَا نَزَّلَ اللَّهُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِنْ أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا فِي ضَلَالٍ كَبِيرٍ. Instead, we told the one who came to warn us, we told the Nabi who came to tell us, we told the ones who came to tell us, you don't have any guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has not revealed anything to you. فَكَذَّبْنَا وَقُلْنَا مَا نَزَّلَ اللَّهُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِنْ أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا فِي ضَلَالٍ كَبِيرٍ. You are the one who is misguided. You are the one who is talking. Why should I do all this? This is the Quran. This is what you heard in the Salah just now. Go read the meaning if you think I'm lying. Go read it up. وَقَالُوا لَوْ كُنَّا نَسْمَعُ أَوْ نَاقِلُ مَا كُنَّا فِي أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. And then they will say, if we had any sense, and if we had any aql, if we had any intelligence, and if we could understand, do you think we would be in this position today? This is the conversation between the people who disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and are being led into the Jahannam by the Malaika, are driving them. They are telling the Malaika. Malaika is saying, nobody came to warn you. No, they came to warn us and we did all of this. We thought we were very cool and intelligent. But if we were really cool and intelligent, do you think we would be in this mess? فَاَعْتَرَفُوا بِذَنْبِهِمْ. Allah said, they will make a'tiraf of their guna. They will own up their sin. But that owning up on that day will be of no use. فَاَعْتَرَفُوا بِذَنْبِهِمْ فَهْسُوْقَلْ لِأَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. Allah said, to hell with you. They will say, go to hell. This is what the Quran is saying. They will accept their sin. But what is the reply that will be given to them? Go to hell. Oh, I should have prayed. I should have not made shirk. I should have worshipped only Allah. I should not have lied and cheated. I should not have done. No good. No good. Not today. No good. You should not have done that. You should have realized it in your life and you should have changed. If you did not change, if you came here with this, فَسُوْقَلْ لِيَصْحَابِ السَّيِّرِ. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَيْبِ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَأَجْرٌ كَبِيرٌ. And for those who had khashyatullah, who had khashya al-Rahman bil-ghayb, for them there is maghfirat, for them there is forgiveness, and for them there is great reward. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our eyes before they are open for us. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us khashya ar-Rahman bil-ghayb in our hearts, that we fear to offend Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, and we are conscious and thankful and grateful to Him for His rahmah, and that we will never ever do anything deliberately that goes against the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and against the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.